Southern Humboldt's oldest living veteran, George K. Mullins, a World War II staff sergeant in the 101st Airborne Division, is returning to Europe for the 80th anniversary of D-Day and the Battle of Normandy. This journey is made possible by the Best Defense Foundation. Vets will experience 12 days of celebrations, remembrances, and commemorations in honor of the liberation of France and Europe and their historic return. At 99 years old, George Mullins is preparing for his flight Friday afternoon and spent Thursday morning speaking with KMed News, sharing more about his life, experiences, and reflections from the last 8 decades, and explains why this trip is so special.
Oh, this anniversary? Yes, the 80th. 80 years since they got their liberty, since they got their freedom. Hey, these people, well, France had been living on it 5 years. The people of Germany had lived under it 12 years.
On June 7, 1944, George landed on Utah Beach and was among the liberators of Saint-Côme-du-Mont and Carentan. In Operation Market Garden in Holland, he earned a Purple Heart for wounds received on November 9, 1944. He was also with the 101st Airborne in the Battle of the Bulge, and later went into Germany, crossing the border into Austria to Hitler's Eagle's Nest in Berchtesgaden, Germany.
Yeah, well, I seen that. I seen more than that. I was there at D-Day. Well, I went on Utah. My third day I was in the night. That just about did me in, boy. That really wrecked me in the brain, and it wrecked me tired. It was so... It does something to you to be in one of them barrages. Well, 43 of the men lay there dead and wounded. I wasn't one of them, or I wouldn't be here. They were my sergeants and boys that I knew. Oh, yeah, I'm a lucky guy for a lot of reasons. It was 80 years ago.
With support from the Best Defense Foundation, George's journey starts again on June 1st, with veterans arriving in Atlanta, Georgia for a kickoff dinner, before departing to Normandy on June 2nd to commemorate the 80th anniversary. This trip will last until the 12th and is jam-packed with events and celebrations. George will be accompanied by his best friend, Jay, another fellow veteran who has a full itinerary for the 99-year-old.
Lots of just celebrating veterans. George, again, as was stated, George is probably the most humble guy I've ever known. Based on what he doesn't really see any of it as just, that was George, that was my job. He doesn't look at it in the larger sense of things. Perfect example, you guys have been talking about this now for a few minutes, and not once has George mentioned that the town of Carentan has asked him to speak. So at the parade, George is the parade, basically. You know, he's one of the last living airborne guys who were there and did the fighting and freed those people. So, you know, that's part of our itinerary. We will, we always go to visit the American cemetery there to honor those that died. In George's book, we wrote about the first guy that he knew of to die from his group, a guy named William LeMaster. Well, I found his grave, so we'll be going to his grave to pay our respects. We also are under the understanding that we'll be at an event with all of the dignitaries, President Biden, the president of France. I don't know what other dignitaries will be there, but it's a big deal. I mean, the English will probably send the prime minister or somebody there, from their group. We don't know that. Most of this is just to kind of honor veterans, celebrate veterans, and celebrate what they did for the people of France.
It didn't come home.
Yeah, alongside the people of France, because in my experience, it's a very interesting thing to observe the reaction of the French people to these men. In this country, I mean, we always walk, and when we find out an old guy is a vet, we always try to remember to say, hey, thank you for your service. As a veteran, when George goes to France, these are people that are hugging him, kissing him, just they want to take him home. It's just really a very different way of looking at it and seeing how people respond, and that's understandable. As an American, our country's never been invaded. We don't know what it's like to be bombed 24/7 for months at a time, or to know that our loved ones have been killed because of what they are, not for any other reason. Whereas the French, they haven't forgotten. They do not forget this, and they make it a point to remind all the generations that, hey, without these guys, you one might not be here, and two would be living under a very, very different kind of life.
You know, President Biden is going to be at this event. If you get an opportunity to speak with the president, what would you say to him?
Well, what should I say to him? Oh, yeah, I'll meet him there. I would tell him it was a pleasure to meet him, and that he's able to get there, and he's not too old to be a president. A few things like that.
George, about a month ago, had a letter drafted for him that he sent certified mail to Joe Biden, inviting him, telling him how much he thought he should be there. And sure enough, he's gonna be there. So I really hope the two of them do get to meet. What I do know George will do if he does meet Biden is he's gonna hand him a book called Foxhole.
Jay is referring to George's memoir, which he published in 2021, titled Foxhole. It details George's journey from his isolated home in the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia to the beach in Normandy. Mullins shares his thoughts as he witnesses the devastation of war and develops friendships with comrades in arms. Mullins' two-week tour starts tomorrow, but he stated it's an emotional journey, not a vacation.
As be with the spirit of the guys that didn't come home.
George K. Mullins, Southern Humboldt's oldest living veteran, has lived more lives than most ever will. Mullins, born in 1925, was raised in the Appalachian Mountains by his two parents, who were homesteaders, not out of choice, but out of survival. In the 1960s, Mullins moved to Humboldt County to start a new life where he logged, fished, and later learned the joys of cannabis. But for Mullins, there was one chapter in his life that was too extraordinary not to share with the world. And it began when he was 18 years old in 1943 and lasted for 2 years, 2 months, and 11 days. His time in the service during World War II would shape George's life forever. KMA News will bring you the full interview with Mullins on the anniversary of D-Day.